One thing is certain. If you stick to the word, you will come back with a testimony. What God wants to give you in your life is not a healing. What God wants to give you in your life is not a job. What God wants to give you in your life is not money. What God wants to give you is the word of God in your spirit. It'll make you what it talks about. And you are shining. And you are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining by the power of the Holy Ghost. You are shining and nothing can stop you. It is your season. It is your time. Nothing can hinder you. This is your time. This is your hour. Favor is yours.
This is a rebroadcast of the just concluded Global Communion service with Pastor Chris.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
So this month is a very special month. And, you know, I kind of like how the Spirit of God guides us in His wisdom, because He knows everything. He sees everything. He knows all the plans of evil. He knows Satan. Nobody knows Satan like God does. And Jesus described him well as a native liar. So, this month of August, I want to read from Scripture to you. In 2 Timothy chapter 2, I'm reading to you from verse 1. Thou therefore, my son, be strong in the grace that is in Christ Jesus. And the things that thou hast heard of me among many witnesses, the same commit thou to faithful men who shall be able to teach others also. Thou therefore endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. Wonderful. Wonderful. So I want you to go to Book of Acts chapter 4. And I'm reading to you from verse 33. And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus. Now, before I proceed on that reading that scripture to you, if you go to the next chapter, which is chapter 5, and read in verse number 12, something really beautiful. Says, and by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought. It was necessary that many signs and wonders be performed by these apostles to prove the resurrection of Jesus Christ. And that's what we did again last weekend during the healing streams, where so many were healed by the power of God. So many lives changed. Amazing things happened. Amazing things. Amazing things. But signs and wonders. When the disciples of John wanted to find out about Jesus, whether or not he was the one they were expecting. If you look at St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 11, the Bible says from verse 1, and it came to pass when Jesus had made an end of commanding his 12 disciples, he departed thence to teach and to preach in their cities. Now when John had heard in the prison, because John was put in prison. Now when John had heard in the prison the works of Christ, he sent two of his disciples and said unto him, Art thou he that should come, or do we look for another? Jesus answered and said unto them, Go and declare to John again those things which you do hear and see. And look at what he said to them. He said, Go tell him. He wants to know if I am the Christ. If he wants to know whether I'm the one they're expecting or not. He says, Go tell him. The blind receive their sight, and the lame walk, the lepers are cleansed, and the deaf hear, the dead are raised up, and the poor have the gospel preached to them. Hallelujah. Those were necessary credentials. Necessary credentials. So that's what the Bible says. In the place I read to you, Acts chapter 5, verse 12, and with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. That's in Acts chapter 4, verse 33. So I read again and finish it. With great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Great power. While in chapter 5, verse 12, it says, By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought. Many signs and wonders were done by the hands of the apostles. Okay. Well, there's a little more in that verse 33 that I want you to observe. And with great power... And with great power gave the apostles witness of the resurrection of the Lord Jesus, and great grace was upon them all. All the people. Great grace was upon them all. Great grace. Because you see, he told us, we have faith to faith, which means it grows from one level of faith to another. The different levels of faith. And Jesus talked about zero faith. He said, How come you don't have any faith? Then he talked about little faith. And he talked about great faith. Faith to faith. Then that's grace. To grace. It says grace heaped upon grace. Then there's glory to glory, from one level of glory to another. So here he tells us about these people, and great grace was upon them all. So, let me show you something. If you go to Acts chapter 11 from verse 22, the Bible says, Then tidings of these things came unto the ears of the church which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, because they learned that some people at Antioch had come to believe in Jesus Christ. So they said, they sent Barnabas to go there. So these were the saints at Antioch. So the Bible says in verse 23, who when he came and had seen the grace of God, he saw the grace of God on these Christians at Antioch. By the way, when I was telling you a moment ago about the Club of Rome, here is their website. Now let's take a look. A new vision for Austria. From too little, too late to a giant leap for sustainability. That's the top one there. See that? That's interesting. In their project, Earth for All project. That's, you can see that over there. The Earth for All, Austria. New vision for Austria. What a vision. If the Austrians remember the great leap forward of Chairman Mao Zedong of China, I think they will be very, very unhappy with the Club of Rome for wanting to do something similar. So this time they don't call it collectivization, but it is in a way, because think about it. They're talking about sharing. You own nothing and you'll be happy. You're not supposed to have anything. Oh, well, wasn't that what happened in the collectivization policy? They gave up their belongings. They gave up their assets. They gave up everything. Now, that's exactly what these people are telling us. We're supposed to, the kind of earth they want us to have. And you would think that came out of the book. In fact, the chapter that I was reading to you, chapter 4, they would think that that's what happened. They think it's Mao Zedong's policy came out of the book, out of the Bible. No, it didn't. But let me read it to you just in case you're doing your own study. You come to that point and you think, oh, these globalists, they're coming out of the Bible. They're not. Let me show it to you. In chapter 4, in Acts chapter 4, where we just read, from verse 32, it says, and the multitude of them that believed were of one heart and of one soul. Neither said any of them that aught of the things which he possessed was his own, but they had all things common. Right? And then it goes on to the verse I read to you, 33. And then you go to verse 34. Neither was there any among them that lacked. So they come and say, all right, so everybody's going to have. If we all own nothing. So he says, for as many as were possessors of lands or houses, sold them and brought the prices of the things that were sold and laid them down at the apostles' feet, and distribution was made unto every man according as he had need. But you have to understand that this was Acts chapter 1. What does the Bible tell us about the early church? They had no idea of God's program for the world. They had no idea. They thought that the kingdom of God was only for Israel. They didn't know the prophetic message that the whole world was to be brought in. They had no such idea. They didn't understand the writings of the prophet Hosea, that there was going to be a period of 2,000 years. They had no idea. They didn't understand the prophecies of Daniel about his 69 weeks in the period between the 69th week and the 70th week. All of this interpretation, they didn't know why. Because they had no idea of the church. They had no clue what the church was. All that would come later from chapter 15. In chapter 15, they come together. There's a debate on whether the Gentiles were supposed to even be accepted in the church. And that brought a whole new idea to them. Because in chapter 10, Peter had had an experience. And they were not happy with him because of what they said he did. And then that was left calm for a moment. They're like, Okay, we forgive you for now. But later on in chapter 15, he had to refer to the same thing. See, so it was from that chapter 15, the arrival of Paul on the scene, that things began to change. And they began to understand God's program for the church. So I just want you to understand that what happened here in chapter 4 wasn't like this was the plan going forward. No, no, no. When you read some more, you discover changes began to take place. They reorganized how the church should be and how things should be done. So this program that you find very much like a socialist ideology wasn't church-based. It was based on the limited understanding and knowledge of the apostles when they just started. But Jesus had told them that when the Holy Spirit came, he would teach them all things. He said, I have many things to tell you, but you can't receive them now until the Holy Spirit comes. And so in chapter 4, they had only just received the Holy Spirit in chapter 2, just some days before. And so they had an extraordinary thing happen in chapter 3, and then we come in here in chapter 4. So pretty young church, pretty ignorant church. So don't lift this and connect it with socialism or communism or Mao Zedong's collectivization. Or the WEF and Club of Rome's giant leap forward. Glory to God. So what I was reading to you in that 33rd verse of chapter 4 is the second part of it. And great grace was upon them all. Great grace was upon them all. So there's grace and there's more grace, you see, and it can come to great grace, yes, and it can be heaped over and over. So, you see, the month of August is the month of great grace. Great grace. You're gonna walk in great grace this month of August. Extraordinary things will happen in your life. Special things, because great grace is for special things. God's attention is towards you. Towards you, to do you good, to bless you, and to bless you in a special way. It's his plan. And you say amen to it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So imagine Barnabas gets to Antioch. He sees the grace of God. Imagine if he had gone back to Jerusalem, where they were enjoying already great grace. He would know the difference. See, he would know the difference. He saw grace, and he has great grace. Yes, yes. So that's what you're going to enjoy this month. Blessed be God. And I want you to pray wherever you are and thank him for this great grace in your life. Great grace in your life. By God, God's favoring you. Hajel so barahan de logo brasita calamante gati la casajesa. Teko prasora, baligila gasovra pati karagandelides, tralago bradilo ko parondo zojda karadila castes, sejora mandeligra pati coramanta, lavradongo zufra patela crupatila capandelis, stoja sulla paranda, crack deligo pradoste coramanta. Lavrenila rondo si bracto cabom braningra dalla gradesta. Fala cupra tostes, scelo marondo gila rabanda gila bahandeges. Frantora della castes. Are sofa manca lira, ste glora stoja taramadis, sequila mahades, dorando trofes, digo baron de liga bahades, tale gare dale gira soja salamante.
Hallelujah.
We trust that you are blessed by the message you just listened to. We invite you to make Jesus the Lord of your life by saying this prayer. O Lord God, I believe with all my heart in Jesus Christ, Son of the living God. I believe He died for me and God raised Him from the dead. I believe He's alive today. I confess with my mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord of my life from this day. Through Him and in His name, I have eternal life. I am born again. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. I am now a child of God. Hallelujah. If you'd like us to pray with you or to share your testimony with us, please call +234-812-851-9834 or send an email to lwrtransmissions@level360.com. God bless you.